And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, a hole in our cup. You might be thinking golf, but maybe not. A hole in our cup. Plus, take a seat. No, sit down. Take a seat. Dinesh D'Souza going to join us live regarding his new book, The Big Lie, exposing the Nazi roots of the American left. Ooh. In today's Facebook post, count on it.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Well, we have Dinesh D'Souza on the show, so politics, I think, are going to be a big part of it. Let's just say yes. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It never has been professional radio. And I don't see it in the future. I think it's just going to be radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break and then come back, but
local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of White Fields Ministry. Since 1953, White Fields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to White Fields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
Kids who are in summer camp this time of year usually swim, hike, or engage in other familiar activities. Not in a summer camp near San Francisco. It's different. This one is billed as a camp for transgender children. At check-in each day, campers make a name tag with their pronoun of choice. It can be he, she, or she, he, or they, or no pronoun at all. They can change their name or pronoun each day until they settle on one that makes them feel good. The camp in the Bay Area also caters to gender-fluid children. Well, that's a new one to me. The kids are ages 4 to 12. There are about 60 in the camp, triple the number three summers ago. They come from L.A., Washington, and even Africa. This is all parent-driven, of course. What four-year-old is confused about his or her gender unless they've been made that way, confused, that is, by their parents? It's all part of a nation that continues to run from God. Proverbs 29:18 says, when people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. I'm Cal Thomas in Washington.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
If you ask,
local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. You're in San Diego, California. I want to let you know right away, just right off the bat, this segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. Now, if you're looking to buy or sell a house, Sam takes 25% of that gross commission he makes on that, which is never gross, and he gives that to whatever church or ministry you want. If you're trying to sell your house but it needs some work, Sam will front up to $25,000 for you to fix up your house. When the house sells at the close of escrow, he takes back the money, no interest charged. And if you want somebody to come out and look at your house and kind of kick the tires, pretty funny to use a car analogy with a house analogy, but it works. You want them to come out and check out your place. You just give them a buzz. You call them, you get in touch with them, and they'll come out no cost, no charge, no requirement, no contract, and no first male-born child. Unless you really don't want your first male-born child, and then somebody else is going to come out and see you. That might be the authorities. Here is what I tell you. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com. That's the website. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. And if you need to bring Sam into somebody else's life, typically Tugboat Todd and I would say, Send him to Sam. That's what we say. Send him to Sam. Although we're going to change some of the pitch on that. We're working on that. Send him to Sam. That's like a mouse doing it. Let's get into our next thing. This is What's Bugging Me. I got to find my piece of paper. Here it is. My What's Bugging Me segment. Brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. ecolatermite.com. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Okay. I missed the mic, actually, on that one. Here it is. This is what's bugging me. So yesterday I went home, and I did something that I rarely do. My wife typically does this. I don't do this. Not my big favorite thing to do. I went to the mailbox. It was a mailbox. You know, I haven't been to the mailbox in like forever. I figured I better remember what it looks like just in case something comes. So I got in there and there was 400 pieces of mail. I mean, it's just like stuffed. So I pull everything out. Takes me a good, 3 minutes. I'm pulling stuff. It was like, if it wasn't 3 minutes, it felt like it. And I go through all the stuff. There is one necessary piece and 399 not necessary pieces. I'm not sure where somebody came across that I wanted to build a garden in our apartment. I'm just still trying to figure that one out. Just like, build a garden right there in your apartment. Like, what? So that's what's bugging me. I mean, you go to the mailbox and what's in there? It's like one piece. It's like maybe they should have two mailboxes and it should say stuff that matters and then the one next to it, stuff that don't. At least we'd know what's going on and we wouldn't have to kind of dig through all of that. That's what's bugging me. There you go. Let's get ready to go into our very first DDD, devotional diamond of the day. That's when I'm reading something in scripture and it goes whammo. And I go, ooh, that's good. This one is titled A Hole in Our Cup.
A hole in one. You doesn't know it.
It's a hole in one. So what's funny about that is it's not really a golf one, but it applies. Okay, here it goes. So have you ever, I'm just curious if you ever had this happen to you. Did you ever drink a liquid and sometime during the process you have found out that there's a hole in that and it dribbles on you? And it might dribble towards the top or towards the bottom. And you might not even know till you're halfway through or whatever. Well, I'm just kind of reminding you what sometimes goes through our own process as we are walking with the Lord. Let me explain Joshua chapter 7, verse 1 through 5. But the sons of Israel acted unfaithfully in regards to the things under the ban. For Achan, the son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah, took some of the things under the ban, and therefore the anger of the Lord burned against the sons of Israel. Now Joshua sent men to Jericho, from Jericho to Ai, which was near Beth-Haven. Go up, spy out the land. They returned to Joshua and said, do not let all the people go up. There's only about 2,000 or 3,000. That's all we need. Do not make all the people go up there. There's just a few people. So about 3,000 men from the people went up there, but they fled from the men of Ai. The men of Ai struck down about 36 of their men and pursued them from the gate as far as can go and struck them down on the descent. And so the hearts of the people melted and became like water. What happened? Well, much like you living your Christian life and the Holy Spirit being inside of you, when you actively engage in sin, there is a weakening or a lessening of the effectiveness of the Spirit in your life. So let's talk about this not from the justification point of view, but from the sanctification point of view. As the Lord is making you look and reflect Jesus Christ more and more and working things out of your life, let's get right to the front of one thing. Active or unacknowledged, unconfessed sin in your life and in my life, the first thing it does, it reduces our power as Christians because we're engaging with the enemy on his territory and not with God on his. Don't kid yourself. It's like, is this a matter of eternal life? If you love that sin more than you love God, probably. I mean, that would be how I'd say it. Outside of that, if you're struggling, I think that's the greatest testimony in the world, a person struggling with sin, because only Christians struggle with sin. So it's just simple. But it's a reduction of your power and of your empowerment. Let me tell you something else that sin does, which is not good. It eliminates courage. Remember what happened as Israel partook as a nation in the sin of the ban. See, God banned certain things. Somebody broke that ban. Sin was in the camp. And now all of a sudden, instead of being the brave and powerful people that they were, now they're running. And their hearts melted. And that's the one thing that I don't think we talk about it in a maybe an effective way, or maybe somebody isn't, and I just didn't get a chance to hear it. But sin, active sin, unacknowledged sin, strips our confidence with God and in life. It's a lot different when you come before God and you're trying to hide something. It's like that. It doesn't work. So there's no point in doing that. But even in life, when we engage in sin, it takes something away from us. Sin, by its very essence, robs us. And it takes from us. Remember, in the beginning in Genesis, where God was talking to Cain and Abel, and he said to Cain, he said, sin desires to have you. I mean, it's hungry, and it wants you to feed it. You remember that movie where the plant was called Seymour? And it's like, feed me, Seymour. Or the guy was Seymour and the plant was, I can't remember the name of that movie, but it was like the plant, something about the plant.
Little Shop of Horrors.
What is it? Little Shop, is that
Little
what it
Shop
is?
Of Horrors.
There it is. So that's like, it's like sin. Feed me. And that's what it wants you to do. And if you feed it, it takes away your confidence. It strips you. And you might be thinking, but theologically, Dave, how does that really fly? Well, here's how it exactly flies. Theologically, when we sin, we quench the Holy Spirit. So you know that Spirit in you, the Holy Spirit of God, the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead? You're putting a buffer on the Holy Spirit when you're actively engaging and participating in unacknowledged sin. A sin of ignorance, the Lord will forgive in a completely different manner as the laws are set up differently in the Old Testament for a sin of ignorance and for a blatant sin or purposeful sin. But just forget all the theology. You're quenching the Spirit of the living God who's trying to give you the power and the strength to do all the things that you want to do. When you're sinning, you're saying, well, now, Holy Spirit, just sit back there because I'm busy. And it's like, no. And then when you quench the Spirit, you already know you're grieving the Spirit. Those aren't the same. To quench is to literally cut the flow down, while to grieve is to make sad. Don't make the Holy Spirit sad. Don't make yourself sad. Don't eliminate your courage. Don't strip yourself of confidence. Don't walk in reduced power. Acknowledge, confess, bring before, lay before you everything and anything, and let the Lord bring the healing. And then stand up like Israel did afterward, be redeemed, and go win the war. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
All right, it's David James. My friend Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electrogun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood, and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call Ecola Termite Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termite.
TermiteLady.com. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasua here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
Kids who are in summer camp this time of year usually swim, hike, or engage in other familiar activities. Not in a summer camp near San Francisco. It's different. This one is built as a camp for transgender children. At check-in each day, campers make a name tag with their pronoun of choice. It can be he, she, or she, he, or they, or no pronoun at all. They can change their name or pronoun each day until they settle on one that makes them feel good. The camp in the Bay Area also caters to gender-fluid children. Well, that's a new one to me. The kids are ages 4 to 12. There are about 60 in the camp, triple the number three summers ago. They come from L.A., Washington, and even Africa. This is all parent-driven, of course. What four-year-old is confused about his or her gender unless they've been made that way, confused, that is, by their parents? It's all part of a nation that continues to run from God. Proverbs 29:18 says, when people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. I'm Cal Thomas in Washington.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
If you ask, it's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station. It's a love that lives inside of
me. It's a real love. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com is a fantastic way to do that. It has been indicated to me, I don't know if this is fact or fiction, we'll find out in a little while, whether or not, I think on the weekends there's going to be some additional shows being played. So at some point, if you can't get enough of me, you'll just get sick of me. And then if you can't get sick of me, you can just have enough of me. you know, one of the two ways, and then you can take care of it that way. This segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries, my good friend Steve Wheeler and his wonderful wife Coral, and their fantastic ministry, Whitefields Ministries. What do they do? Well, take the gospel to the farthest places on the earth where there is no support system. I think that's the, I don't think I can say that the right way. If you were in the jungle and you were 10 miles in and there were no roads, that's where they're doing that. That's the best way to say that. Additionally, what they do in this support system is they financially, emotionally, inspirationally, and educationally support these ministries. Yeah, that's good. Tugboat Todd just pointed out it's a lack of resources that these people have to function in. And it's like, so they're coming along with, you know, Whitefields Ministries and saying, hey, we want to help in some capacity. And let me tell you, that help is not just, they're not just grateful. They're having mini miracle after mini miracle take place, which, of course, I told you about that one that happened with Steve. But again, I'm not going to try and pronounce the city because I don't do that. Anyhow, additionally, they do this clean drinking water system where they help these different villages who have cesspools as water systems. They help them to get clean drinking water. Like, what a novel idea. The best thing in the world, go to whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. Was that just Emily that just went by? Was that was that Brittany's daughter?
The stroller was actually empty.
Oh, is that right? Oh, I was going to get all excited. I like seeing babies now.
She's in the building. That was an empty stroller.
She's in the building. It's good to know. Whitefields.org. 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. All right, last thing to say on this, and then we'll get into our DDD called Take a Seat. The K-Praise app, which was $50 million, then it was free, then it was $100 million, then it was free, then it was $150 million. It is now, and then it went back to free, it is now $200 million. And if you don't want to pay $200 million for an app, you only have between now and the return of the Lord to go to your app store and type in KPRZ. Somewhere between then and then. I'm telling you. So you're going to pay $200 million unless you get to it soon. I give you 20 years. 10 of your earth years. Okay. Try that. KPRZ in your app section at your app store. Everybody should be doing apples. That's all I think is apps when they think of apples. I don't know. I have a hard time with that. Don't forget the 12th Annual Pastor's Appreciation Lunch with our very good friend, Dr. Robert Jeffers, going to be speaking. He, of course, is a counselor to the president. Always good to know. Let's get ready to do Take a Seat. Take a Seat.
Take a seat, young Skywalker.
Take a seat. That's well played. Take a seat, young Skywalker. This is for all of us who ultimately know better. I will dedicate this to Ohio State Ron just because he was the one that brought this up to me about 3.5 years ago. Luke chapter 9, verse 12 through 15, and it states in the following, late in the day, the 12 approached and said to Jesus, send the crowd away so they can go into the surrounding villages and countryside to find food and lodging because we are in a deserted place here. You give them something to eat, Jesus told them. We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, unless we go and buy food for these people, and there's about 5,000 men there. And then he told his disciples, have them sit down in groups of about 50 each. And they did so and had them all sit down. Okay, this is not a complex review. And I'm not saying that because of the person who brought it to my attention. I'm not saying that has any connection. Small joke there, Ron. Here is basically what I'm saying. There are some things that we encounter that are beyond us. I would think as the 12 approach Jesus and they've got 5,000 men besides women and children, I would think that they were like, okay, well, these people have to eat. And, you know, we got 5 loaves and 2 fish. So going to go out on a limb here, Jesus. This is not enough. I don't have enough. And we need to figure something out, Jesus, because they're going to have to go. Because if we feed them, I mean, we would need to go and buy. And you can just imagine what they're thinking, because they didn't really have a Walmart or a Target, right? And they're thinking, what store are we going to that's going to feed 5,000 men plus women and children? How many fish are they going to have? I mean, this would be a big store, be a big market, right? This is like a city of people. It's just undoable. Not enough. We need to buy more. We need to figure something out. Here's what Jesus told them to do. Sit down. Wow. Could you imagine if you were one of them and feeling that responsibility as one of the 12? And you're like, well, we can't buy it, Jesus. What are we supposed to do? And then Jesus goes, sit down. Be like, wait, what? Sit down. Take a seat. What do you mean, take a seat? These people are hungry. You just told us to feed them. What are we supposed to do? Take a seat, sit down, and watch me work. And that's what we typically don't do. Something we face or something we encounter, and we don't have enough. I don't care if it's money. I don't care if it's manpower. It doesn't even matter what it is. I don't care if it's grace. I don't care if it's mercy. We don't have enough. And we can't figure out how to get more. Sometimes you got to just sit down and let the Lord do stuff. Because we can be busy and scurrying about and thinking, well, if we panic and try and pull every rock and try and find every penny under every rock, maybe we can come to a conclusion. It was beyond them. And Jesus was only testing them anyway. There are times where you face a situation, just like Tugboat Todd said, it's a lack of resources. And you know what? You sit down and say, Lord, this one's all you. Because I can't do this. I just don't have the strength. I don't have the power. I'm getting old. My back hurts. My hands hurt. My feet hurts. I haven't been to the chiropractor. Whatever. The whole point is that sometimes we just need to sit down and watch the Lord work and do what he's going to do. And nothing else. He's quite capable. He saved you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Hopefully Dinesh will be there. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help. From Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's degree in business management to a master's of science in business. San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. What is it about people that makes them want to mess with the salvation plan of God? Well, you had some pretty good ideas here, God, but they could stand a little refining, a little tweaking. After all, some people will have trouble swallowing all of this. Who are we kidding? When it comes to God's plan for us, he's offering a don't-do-it-yourself kit. Don't do it. Don't even touch it. God's plan is not in pieces that we have to put together. He doesn't need our assistance to explain or even expand it. He just asks that we get in, sit down, and let him do the driving.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
This is John MacArthur with more Portraits of Grace. We live in a day when many doubt the power of Scripture to deal with the deeper aspects of life. Experts say the Bible may be helpful for certain superficial problems, but it's inadequate for the more complex psychological needs of modern man. Well, the truth is, the best that psychology can do is modify behavior. It cannot redeem and transform the soul. Only God can do that through the power of Scripture. The fact is, God's Word is perfect. That means it has everything necessary to complete your spiritual life. It can restore your soul, transform every part of you to make you exactly who God wants you to be. Don't look to impotent human alternatives when God's Word is ready to minister to your every need. This is John MacArthur praying you're continuing to be portraits of grace.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Watch that boy, Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. It is my privilege again to introduce you. Dinesh D'Souza is the author of The Big Lie, Exposing the Nazi Roots of the American Left. Dinesh, are you there with us?
I'm here. It's good to be on the show.
It's good to have you back, sir. Talk to me. I was going through this book, and I got to tell you, I almost got scared at some points reading it because it is freaky how close this connection is between the Democratic Party and some of the things that took place in Germany. Can you just kind of explain to people how you got to this?
Yeah, I got started on this because ever since the election, I kept hearing the allegation that Trump is a fascist, that the Republicans are the neo-Nazi party, that fascism is a phenomenon of the right. And so I thought, you know, that doesn't jibe with what I know about this. Let me look into it. And I had known that there were some eerie parallels between things that were happening on the American left here and then with Italian fascism in Italy and National Socialism in Germany. But once I began to research this book, my mind was just blown away by the fact that there are deep and intimate historical connections between the left here and the Nazis, that essentially Hitler got some of his most vicious genocidal ideas directly from American progressives or from the Democratic Party. And after World War II, all of this was covered up. After World War II, the progressives were somehow cunningly able to move fascism from the left-wing column, where it always belonged, into the right-wing column. And that's the big lie. The reason I use the title, The Big Lie, it's actually a phrase by Hitler. It talks about the fact that small lies can be detected, but big lies are actually easier to sell. And that's a big one that the left in this country has sold on us over the past several decades.
All right. Now, I want folks to know that The Big Lie, Exposing the Nazi Roots of the American Left, you can get that on Amazon.com, any bookstore online, and most any bookstore that's still around as a bookstore. I got to ask you this because I decided to do a little research on fascism, and by and large, every definition came to that the government was in a dictatorial position over the people and suppressing people's free speech. And it just seems to me
right.
Like the only place that's, I mean, I don't see anybody on the right suppressing some of these people that are throwing rocks when other people are going to speak.
Right. In 1933, the Nazis went through the university's libraries and they got 10,000 books out and they had a big bonfire and they burned them. And that's symbolic of the fact of that's come to symbolize Nazi intolerance. Well, today that's going on. Not only are these Antifa, anti-fascist guys, they show up in mass, they carry weapons, they drive speakers off the campus, but also in the institutions, there's a formalized intolerance. If you get out of sync with the studio bosses in Hollywood, you'll never work there again. If you're an academic and you produce a paper that falls afoul of leftist orthodoxy, they'll try to drive you off campus or shut you from speaking publicly. So this institutionalized intolerance is certainly emblematic of fascism. But I'd go much further. Even the economic policy of the Democratic Party, which is essentially state-run capitalism. See, it's not even really socialism, because in socialist countries, the government takes over private industry. whereas with Obama and Hillary and now Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, they want to keep companies private, but they want the state to be able to tell them what to do. That's what's happened with Obamacare. We still have private hospitals, private insurance companies, but the government is setting prices. Government decides who gets insurance and so on. That's state-run capitalism, and that's the classic economic definition of fascism.
Is it, and I just want to get this confirmed from you, is it true that you had some Facebook trouble? That I heard that somebody went after you to silence your Facebook reach in regards to your book. Is that true?
Hey, I mean, talk about writing a book on fascism, and then the day the book comes out, my Facebook account gets invaded. My administrators are thrown off the account, and for a full week, other people have control of my account and are posting things on my Facebook account without my permission. So this is almost like you could call it a mini fascist takeover of my social media. It's really frustrating. It makes you feel almost naked. Happily, I've got my account back. I have all these security controls in place. So the fascists better not try this again.
That's amazing. It just blows my mind that this is coming, you know, that it all really comes out of the essence of some kind of academia and some kind of free speech mentality, and it is the exact opposite. I got to ask you this because I was going through the book. First of all, kudos to your dedication page. I thought that was really sweet, so I like that. But let me ask you this. What is this? This chapter was really caught my attention. The American Führers. And your discussion
on the American Führers refers to two American presidents who are heroes of modern progressivism, specifically Woodrow Wilson and FDR. Now, Woodrow Wilson, I call him a proto-fascist because he came before real fascism. Fascism was not established in Italy till the 1920s, Germany in the 1930s. Obviously, Wilson was before that, but he had fascist tendencies. Now, FDR, in a sense, it was the closest thing to what we've had in America as a fascist dictator. And I realize that this seems extreme. You know, FDR is revered. Isn't he the guy who got us out of the Depression? The truth of it is FDR was a huge admirer of Mussolini. He sent members of his brain trust to Italy to study Italian fascism. Mussolini knew fascism was on the left, and he thought it was actually more progressive than the New Deal. So he wanted to bring fascist ideas to America and integrate them into the New Deal. For his part, Mussolini loved FDR. Mussolini reviewed FDR's book in an Italian magazine, and he basically goes, "This guy's fantastic. He's one of us. He's a fascist." So remarkably today, all of this has been covered up by the left. In fact, it's often not even found in textbooks or biographies of FDR. This is part of the cover-up. It's part of the big lie. And fortunately, there it is in the facts of history. I fish it out. I give all the documented sources. And it's irrefutably present in my book.
Wow. Wow. And I got to say, it's to some degree, you said it in the statement you just made. It sounds like nuts. It sounds crazy. But then again, as believers and as conservatives, how do you face that without coming off sounding nutty? You know what I'm saying? How do you say, hey, this
well,
is
well, you know, I hesitated to put the subtitle Exposing the Nazi Roots of the American Left on this book because I thought I know people are going to like gasp and they're going to go, Dinesh, you know, is this really serious? But then I found all this evidence. I mean, think of this. The Nazis who are drawing up the Nuremberg Laws. Now, the Nuremberg Laws of 1935 were the laws that made Jews into second-class citizens. These are the laws that basically forbid Jews from intermarrying with Germans. They had state-sponsored discrimination. Later, they led to the confiscation of Jewish property. Well, here's the thing. Guess where the Nazis got those laws from? They literally took as their reference point the Jim Crow laws of the Democratic South, the laws that Democratic legislatures had passed, Democratic governors had signed, and Democratic officials were enforcing from the 1890s to the 1930s. The Nazis took those laws. They basically crossed out the word black, wrote in the word Jew, and that's how we got the Nuremberg Laws. So I'm not saying that the two are similar. I'm saying the Nazis got it from the Democrats.
Wow. I mean, that connection was excellent in the sense of how you track that back. That, you know, to see where that reference point was from the Nuremberg Laws as like the original cornerstone, and that's actually going back to Jim Crow, that's an amazing connection. All right, I got two more questions. One is loaded, so I'll ask you to do the best you can because it's just so much material. But this Margaret Sanger, this is just not good human, right?
No, Margaret Sanger was a horrible person. Now, you will never discover that from the sort of glossy Planned Parenthood propaganda, which presents her as a kind of champion of free choice. She wasn't. She basically believed that some people, the people that she considered fit, should have more children, and the people who she considered to be unfit should have none. And she favored sterilization, possibly by persuasion, but if not by force, to prevent the women that she thought should not have children from being able to have them. Now, remarkably, the Nazis were familiar with what these laws, again, that American progressives were promoting, not only for sterilization, but also for euthanasia. Some of the progressives, now this is not Sanger, but others, had actually proposed, quote, lethal chambers, because they said, we've got to kill off a whole bunch of useless people, and we can't do this one at a time. We need lethal chambers so we can do this in a systematic way. And the first gas chambers that the Nazis established were not to kill Jews. They were to kill the sick, the disabled, what they called imbeciles. And they, again, they got those laws by using the blueprint, the plan that had been established before them in America by the American left.
Wow. All right. I do want to remind people, you can get this book. It's called The Big Lie, Exposing the Nazi Roots of the American Left. Get it on Amazon or any online outlet. You can get it in a bookstore. If you're close to a bookstore, here's the last question, and I kind of leave it to you as believer to believer. As Christians, as believers, how do we take this information? I mean, I know there's got to be some prayer processing in here, but what do you do when you read your book and you're like, all right, now I'm a Christian, and they're like, how do I process this? What do I do with it?
You mentioned the availability of the book. By the way, I should say it's also available in San Diego in Walmart or also in Costco. Costco, I'm happy to say, put in a huge order for the book, so you can certainly get it there in addition to Amazon and Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Now, I think as Christians, we should realize that knowledge is a form of power, and that we should be using this knowledge for good. So the first thing to do is to make yourself well-equipped. Most of us, you know, are busy with daily life, and we don't take the trouble to get informed. And I think without being informed, there's not a whole lot you can act upon. So the first step is information. The second step is getting it out. Most of us use very little of our actual influence. And sometimes people say to me, oh, gee, you know, I only have 40 followers on Facebook. And I go, I know, but each of them have 40 followers on Facebook. So in other words, there's a multiplying effect to people's influence these days, thanks to technology. So I would say step one, equip yourself, and step two, get the message out. And that's a really good start.
Excellent. All right. So that's the ripple effect you're talking about. All right. So I do want people to recognize this. So in San Diego, it's in Walmart, it's in Costco's. You can get them online. But for San Diego people, you know where those are. So they're everywhere. I got to thank you. It was an excellent job, an excellent interview. And I really appreciate your willingness to step up and to step in. Thanks for giving us the information. Hopefully we'll take it the right way and give that ripple effect and bring that out to people. So thank you, sir, for joining us.
My pleasure.
All right. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Dinesh D'Souza and his book, The Big Lie, Exposing the Nazi Roots of the American Left. You can get it at Walmart. You can get it at Costco. You can get it online at Amazon. Give it a shot. See what takes place. I think you're going to find this book more fascinating than you think. We're going to take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze of Ecola Termite and Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son and manager at Ecola. Mom, I know how much you love providing true value for our customers' homes, and I'm proud to announce that we are now providing tap insulation.
Talk about value. You're right, Tyson. Now Ecola can offer pest control that basically pays for itself with 20 to 30% energy savings. Tap is a recycled paper product that kills pests while reducing energy bills, providing a warmer home in the winter and a cooler home in the summer. Ask about Tap Insulation by calling 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
TAP is an absolute no-brainer and a real value for anyone who wants to eliminate insects in their home while lowering utility bills.
That's why you should call E. coli, termite, and pest control today. 877-332-BUGS or online at termitelady.com.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
877-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
A Latin proverb demonstrates the timelessness of a certain truth. The proverb says, "A man is known by his companions." Even before the days of Rome, however, King Solomon expressed the same truth when he said, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed." If you would like to become wise, or compassionate, or cheerful, or thrifty, identify someone who already has that trait and develop a relationship with that person. Be honest. Tell them you'd like to learn from them. And don't forget, if you want to become more godly, spend more time with God Himself. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's wisdom about friendships on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. Late last week, we got the sad news that Senator John McCain has been diagnosed with a brain tumor, a malignant brain tumor. I've been in this business a long time. It's hard to remember a story about the U.S. Senate without John McCain being a part of it. Since 1987, he has always been there and has always been a part of the debate. All of those who get the fact that American politics is a team sport have been frustrated with John McCain at one time or another, disappointed with him occasionally. But there's no doubt that Senator McCain is a great American, a man of conviction, a patriot. He'd been a congressman, a senator, and the GOP nominee for president. Before all that, though, Lieutenant Commander McCain served our nation in Vietnam as a Navy fighter pilot. He was shot down in October of 67, only to suffer then 5.5 years in captivity and never give in. John McCain is a fighter. Won't you join me in hoping and praying that John McCain can fight back this round with cancer and continue his service to the nation? I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Who's that guy singing? Oh, wait, that's my brother. All right. Couple things to send in your direction. Great job by Dinesh. The connection that he was making, the Nuremberg trial and the connection between that and the Jim Crow law, and understanding how that works from a legal point of view, very fascinating connection that he made there. Before we get into our Facebook post DDD, kind of Facebook post slash DDD, I'm not sure if it has a title. Well, it has a title, but did we do music on this one? We did do music. Wow. All right. I did want to say, I have to say this because I came across this today. It made me laugh for a long time. A lot of people may not be familiar, and I asked Marty about this, who's going to be on tomorrow. I said, Marty, are you familiar with the Bitcoin? And the Bitcoin has to do with a certain amount of technology, a string of information, and their Bitcoins. And they've been doing relatively well. And Bitcoin started at one place. And it's like at 3,300 now. They think it can go as much as, 5,000, 6,000. All that fascinating stuff on realms I don't really understand. However, from the Jerusalem Post, this I understand. Bitcoin. I'm not kidding. Bitcoin to become the first electronic currency specifically for Jewish people. It's called Bitcoin, C-O-E-N. If you are not laughing, there is something wrong. That came out of Jerusalem Post. That is so funny. Instead of Bitcoin, it's Bitcoin. It's like, oh, it's just great. All right, let's get to it. Laugh a little. It won't kill you. This is called Count On It. What do we got?
You can count on me like 1, 2, 3.
Oh, that's a great play. Excellent job. This is coming out of Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 31. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 31. For the Lord your God is a compassionate God. He will not fail you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant with your fathers, which he swore to them. Not deep. But these are the kind of verses that you kind of need to write out and put in a little box or a little thing on your car to you, or in your little office, in your cubicle, or at your desk, or even, you know, by the kitchen, anything like that. Listen to what it says. For the Lord your God is a compassionate God. He will not fail you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant with your fathers, which he swore to them. There are four elements to this scripture that are superb. Number one, God is compassionate. If God was not compassionate, the mistakes that I made would have destroyed me long ago. Do you know how many mistakes I make? You can't count them. I don't think a calculator can count them. I have decided not to try and count them before the Lord. I just try and remember as many as I can, and then I say, okay, just add whatever couple thousand I'm not thinking. And in his compassion, he still loves me. He still works with me. He still teaches me. He still guides me. I don't deserve that. That's compassionate. And then there's three things that the Lord won't do. So there's one thing he is compassionate, three things he won't do. Number one, he won't fail us. We're going to fail each other between now and the trumpet. I don't think there's much failure when we get up there on streets of gold. But now and then, you can count on it. And the Lord's not going to fail you. Now, he might not answer the way you want, because I can hardly ever think of a time he's ever answered me the way I want. But he always answers. But he won't fail us. And he won't destroy us. God's not going to just go, all right, forget it. Ding! You know, God could eliminate everything if he wanted to. But he's made a declaration, and he won't change from it, that he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to destroy us. He wants us to be around and for eternity, which is like kind of cool. And then this part, which probably doesn't get a lot of play, it's that he won't forget the covenant with your fathers, which he swore to them. He not only won't he fail us, and not only won't he destroy us, he won't forget his commitment. God made a commitment to you and I. He made this pledge. He made an oath. He said, I'm going to hang with you. I'm going to be around you. I'm going to connect to you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you prevail. I'm going to help you move forward. I'm just going to be with you in these processes, and you won't be alone. I was like, cool. And the Lord's like, and I'm never going to forget that I've made this commitment to you. The reason that he makes that commitment is because he's compassionate. The reason he doesn't destroy us is because he's compassionate. The reason he doesn't fail us is because he's compassionate. But I am just thankful that he's compassionate, and I can count on it. He won't fail me, he won't destroy me, and he won't forget his commitment to me. Sometimes with all the stuff that's going on in life, you just need to hear a little bit of that to get you through. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll come back for more. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.